You're listening to SBS News.
After more than 2 months of deliberations, a three-judge appeals panel has delivered its decision and dismissed George Pell's appeal against his convictions on historic child abuse charges. The Court of Appeal sitting in Victoria rejected the centrepiece of Cardinal Pell's appeal in a 2-1 decision in Melbourne. Chief Justice Anne Ferguson and President Chris Maxwell were agreed in their decision, while Justice Mark Weinberg said he would have ordered the former Archbishop be acquitted. Chief Justice Ferguson and Justice Maxwell believed the complainant was a compelling witness.
We decided that there was nothing about the complainant's evidence or about the opportunity evidence which meant that the jury must have had a doubt about the truth of the complainant's account. In our written reasons, we have stated that it is not enough that one or more jurors might have had a doubt. Rather, the jury must have had a doubt. We also state that we did not experience a doubt. Justice Maxwell and I accepted the prosecution's submission that the complainant was a very compelling witness, was clearly not a liar, was not a fantasist, and was a witness of truth.
Chief Justice Ferguson says the judges had watched the evidence, including some parts, a number of times. They also visited the cathedral and examined the ropes, which Cardinal Pell's defence team had argued were too heavy to be pulled aside so he could expose his penis, as had been alleged. But Mr. Ferguson also stressed just because his appeal was dismissed, the Cardinal should not be seen as a scapegoat for the failings of the Catholic Church.
It's fair to say that this case has divided the community. It is important to stress at the outset that Cardinal Pell's conviction only concerns the 5 offences alleged to have been committed by him. Again, as the trial judge observed, he is not to be made a scapegoat for any perceived failings of the Catholic Church, nor for any failure in relation to child sexual abuse by other clergy. His conviction and sentence could not be a vindication of the trauma by other victims of sexual abuse.
The father of one of George Pell's child sex abuse victims expressed relief over the decision. Lawyer Lisa Flynn, who represents the father of the deceased victim, said he would continue to pursue compensation through a civil claim against George Pell. Ms. Flynn says her client did not want the man who he holds responsible for his son's downhill spiral and subsequent fatal heroin overdose to ever be released from prison.
His reaction was a physical reaction. There were tears of relief in his eyes when the Court of Appeal handed down the decision. He described a sense of relief, but also one of elation that the Court of Appeal, he feels, has delivered justice.
Meanwhile, lawyer Vivian Waller read this statement from another victim, a man who wants to remain anonymous.
I am not a champion for the cause of sexual abuse survivors, although I am glad that those advocates are out there, but that is not my path. After attending the funeral of my childhood friend, the other choir boy, I felt a responsibility to come forward. I knew that he had been in a dark place. I had been in a dark place. I gave a statement to the police because I was thinking of him and his family. I felt that I should say what I saw and what had happened to me. I had experienced something terrible as a child, and I wanted some good to come of it.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the court's decision would result in the stripping of Australian honours bestowed upon Cardinal Pell, and this would be a process decided independently of the government. Mr. Morrison also urged other survivors who may find themselves reliving past traumas to reach out for help.
My sympathies are with the victims of child sexual abuse, not just on this day, but on every single day. And as I said at the time of the earlier finding, that events like this today bring it all back. And I would urge Australians who find themselves reliving these experiences to reach out to those around them, to reach out to the services that are there for them, in whatever phase of life they're in.
The Catholic Bishops of Australia have released a statement saying all Australians must be equal under the law and they accept the judgment accordingly. A spokesperson for Cardinal Pell expressed his disappointment with the decision, adding his legal team will thoroughly examine the judgment in order to determine a special leave application to the High Court. The statement noted that Cardinal Pell maintains his innocence and thanked his supporters. He was sentenced in March to 6 years in prison, to serve 3 years and 8 months before becoming eligible for parole. And for those seeking information or support relating to child sexual assault, you can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.